Wednesday night, end of the day, the total weight of a Meyer hamburger.
I apologize on behalf of our barriers here. You don't get to get shit from a barrier, but I hope I'm not going to let you down. The shaida was, somebody wants to know, he's eating a sliced grapefruit, and there's leftover juice at the in the grapefruit. He wants to know if he can pour it in a cup and drink it as a drink. That was the shaida. On Shabbos, yeah, he's eating a sliced grapefruit on Shabbos, there's juice left over. He wants to take the juice, pour it in a cup, mix it with sugar, water, and drink it as a drink. Question is, if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, I want to go through the melacha of Schita and see. He didn't specially squeeze it, he's eating his grapefruit. He's left over with juice, and he wants to pour it in a cup. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it should be a problem. I just want to explain why it could have maybe been a problem and speak through the different stones. There's a melacha on Shabbos called Dosh, one of the obvious melachas. The melacha of threshing. In the field, with the wheat, one of the melachas are that you thresh and you get the seed out of the tvor. The definition of the melacha of Dosh is when you've got something that has a shell, and a part of the production of the food is taking the seed of the food, extracting it from its shell. That's the melacha of Dosh. The Torah of Dosh is called Mefarik. And Schita, one example of Mefarik is the Schita of Peres. The halacha is that you can't squeeze certain fruit on Shabbos because we look at it like similar to Dosh. You're extracting the juice. You're creating the juice through extracting it from its shell, which is the fruit that you're extracting it from. That's why there's an issa on Shabbos called Schitas Peres. Now, it's the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch Gepaskin that the Chiv D'oraisa of a Schita of Peres is only on Zeisim Ba'anovim, on olives and grapes. The halach is on tussim v'remoinim. Tussim is some sort of berries, and remoinim is pomegranates. There's isser drabonim when you squeeze them, and all other fruit is it's mutter even a chatchila to squeeze them on Shabbos. And Mo brings down that in places that the derech is that we squeeze other fruit, like nowadays almost all fruit or citrus fruit for sure, but all squeezed, and the halach is they're like tussim v'remoinim. Tussim v'remoinim are those that are osim drabonim. So it comes out nowadays, all fruit, for in our case the grapefruit, would be awesome with Rabbanon to squeeze the grapefruit, and especially on Shabbos. Now, we'll see later, there is maybe a small side, there might be the Raisa, but Pashas is the shayla of a Rabbanon if you squeeze the grapefruit of, it's a Rabbanon of Tussim Ramayim. Now there's another difference also between Zeisim Ma'anovim and Tussim Ramayim. Zeisim Ma'anovim, Ma'alocha is, that drink, the mashke that comes out of Zeisim Ba'anovim, even if it came out by itself, the liquid that came out by itself is also midrabanan, in case you'll come to squeeze. Tussim v'remoinim, it depends. If it was brought in specially for eating purposes, then the liquid that comes out of it, or the liquid that's left, is mutter. Oh, so simply speaking, this case is not much of a shayla, because here it's like tussim v'remoinim, which the mashke that comes out by itself is you brought it in l'achila, so the mashke that's left is going to be mutter. But also part of the question really probably was supposed to have been that why are you bechlal allowed to eat this grapefruit on Shabbos? Because while you're eating it with your spoon, you're squeezing. So there even as this is drabonon, but you can't squeeze. Oh, so Shlomo Zalman Oibach says a tzuruf of three things. He says, seeing that your plan is not to squeeze it to drink, even though it seems like this fellow afterwards he wants to drink, but that's not his what he's trying to do here. He's really trying to eat only. So he says it's a psikresha. He's not really talking about somebody who's planning to drink it. So he says a psikresha lo nichale, meaning it's for sure going to happen, but it's lo nichale, you've got no interest in it. And he says that when you soak it with a spoon, it's klachayat, so that's two drabonans. And the third drabonan, he says, is that tussim v'remoinim is drabonan. So putting all three things together, he says that's why there's no problem to eat a grapefruit with a spoon. Now the problem is that in this case, where this guy is planning afterwards to use the leftover mashke, it's not what he's trying to extract while he's eating, but at the end of the day he's not throwing it to waste, so he's nicha, he's happy about it. So the chayr is main hetzer, which is psikreishet v'nichel, doesn't apply in this case. So one has to understand why bichlal is one allowed to eat on Shabbos a grapefruit with a spoon, because as you're squishing in the spoon, even if you're not aiming to do that, but you are extracting juice. So there's another hetzer that would apply here, that even by zeisim anovim, which has schitted the rice, the halacha is that you can squeeze straight into food. The reason is because we say that, so we look at the al shem sofer, we treat the whole mashke as a food. So it's like cutting a food into half. Don't look at it like you're extracting. The idea is that the extracting has to create a new thing. You're creating a mashke from a ochel. But where they're extracting, the juice is going to get a shem achel straight away, so it's not considered a chashiv samafara. So here in this case, he also says, Ocher Shabbos also says this far, that the juice is automatically getting sucked back into the, more or less, back into the grapefruit. So it's a mashka bolo echel. And so a mashka bolo echel is okay on Shabbos. Maybe that's also a reason to be mad about it. So really, if you go with this reasoning, it should be mutter even chadchil, especially to squash with your spoon. Because according to the first reason, it won't be okay. According to this reason, it should even be mutter like this. But they do seem to all say that one shouldn't do it specially. Maybe because the reason is that if you do it specially, you'll end up getting a lot, then already it's not. But mashka balaycha has to be that it gets dissolved in it. It won't get dissolved in it. Right. So if you're just eating like normal, whatever comes, goes back in. It seems like it only matters when you're not trying to do that. But there again, it's another reason to be matter, the mashka that's left over. Because even the first hatter was that Stamzot Tusim Vermoinim doesn't have the gzera of mashkin, but even if it would, which we'll see maybe soon, there might be a tzad it does, here that's mashke abol oichel, so when you squeezed that, it was okay, because it was getting sucked back in, it was mashke abol oichel. So even what's left over after the mashke abol oichel, this mashke was already mutter, there's no problem, like if somebody was squeezed into a salad, the leftover liquid of the salad afterwards, there's nothing stopping him drinking it. So there'd be another reason to be matter here. Here, so really, this should be pretty simple. There is a slight tzad here that some svarim seem to be very worried about. That they want to say that nowadays that we, the production that we use, certain fruit they use so much for schita, for squeezing. Grown for that, and they used in such mass production, it's more than the Tusim V'Remoinim of Chazal, it's more than what the Ramah was talking about when he says that nowadays we squeeze, it's like Tusim V'Remoinim. And the Meida, they're worried that maybe it's like Zeisim Anovim, which is Asim in HaTorah to squeeze. So for instance, maybe this grapefruit could be Asim in HaTorah to squeeze. Now this will depend on what the reason is behind this, that the Gemara says Zeisim Anovim is Asim in HaTorah and other things are not. Some learn that the reason is because Zeisim Anovim is more usual to be squeezed, but Tusim V'Remoinim, some people do, some people don't, it's not as usual. So according to that, here that everybody is squeezing all citrus fruit for their juices in such a big way, one could say maybe now it's turned into Isim and HaTorah. That's what some are worried about. Now others say that the reason why Zeisim Anovim has this is because in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, there's Zayin Mashkin that are Makabel Tumah. The seven things that are categorized as Mashke, and other May Peiros is not called a Mashke al Pi Torah. So they say for Schita you need it to have a real Shem Mashke. So if you go with that reasoning, it's only by Zeisim Anovim that has a halacha of a Mashke, so it would only be a problem by Zeisim Anovim. But Kabbalah, there are those who are worried that nowadays that we're so used to squeezing things, if you go with the first reasoning, it could be a shayla of the Raisa, which would mean that the mashka that comes out of it by itself also is also in all cases. So you won't have the first heter that was joining saying that it's drabonon. It was the first heter was that because anyway drabonon and it's b'sukeishu v'nichle it's mutter. But if you go with this reason, then you have to be. You're not going to have the first heter, but the other heter, mashka bala oichel, you'll have because mashka bala oichel applies even by Zeisim and Anovim. There's also a svara. I don't know. I didn't see anybody says it, but I don't know why it's not partial. The way I understand nowadays, the way they make orange juices and everything is through. Most of it is done through concentrate. Concentrate. They evaporate, you make the juice, then you evaporate it, you get some like dust left over, the actual substance is left over, they then send it around the world and they mix back, they pour in water the amount that of. So if you go with that, so it comes out, you can't say that nowadays we're drinking orange juice, Because what we drink nowadays is water flavored with a substance that's made out of the juice extracted from orange. So we can't say nowadays that the juice that leaves the orange, nowadays, because the whole world is drinking orange juice, we've now attributed the new chashivas to a mitz of oranges, and we've said that it's chashiv like this, because none of us are drinking, or not none of us, back upon it, it's not that much. Majority of the drinking is just used to turn it into a flavor. And so, if you go that far, then it definitely shouldn't have a shayla over the rice of Zaysim Varnovim. I understand, but still, to say this great chiddush that we've changed and we've given a chashivas, at the end of the day, that's not what people are drinking. You're drinking water flavored with you're attributing a chashivas
that
yeah, is that enough?
Orange is not speed for the purposes of the juice.
Yeah, so they're squeezed to make a flavor, to put in water, to flavor water with it. Our orange juice is flavored water. Yeah, but the juice is also gone. You're just left with an evaporated flavor.
It's true,
but it's not orange juice. We're not drinking. You can't tell me this juice has a chashivas because everybody drinks it. No, very very few people. It's used to make flavor. Oranges are, I don't know. Nobody says it, but the emes of the pasht. I love strong take on. Anyways, they don't go with this svara to say it has the chumrah of Zaysim Varnovim. Anyways, but yeah, but that already I don't think would be enough to argue on and to say that it's a whole new. They're trying to make it into Zaysim Varnovim to say it's mamish. You know, that's what it's used for. If majority is going to concentrate, but I'll go for them just to. For concentrate? Oh, for pure oranges? But still, true. Yeah, so it's like I have a different system of reminding, but I still don't think if the whole world, the majority is concentrate, it should get advantage. That is not I think it looks like he's only willing to matter there with all the tzurufim, that's three drabbans together. That's how he has it. The achila itself is not always the umalachas heta. Like upon him, just to be masakim, basically, we saw that there is a. On Shabbos there is an issa of schita, which mainly which minatoy applies by Zaysim Varnovim. Shapeiros are drabonon. Citrus fruit nowadays, many poskim hold it's drabonon. It's not the raisa. The others want to say it possibly is the raisa, but still there is a heta of mashke abola oichel, that because as you're eating your grapefruit, it's getting all caught back into the oichel, so it's okay. And memela, the mashke that's left over afterwards, even if Zaysim Varnovim, usually the mashke that is left over is also. In this case, seeing that originally it went as a mashke abola oichel, that mashke that's left over is going to be mutter to pour it in and to mix it with sugar and to drink it. In that case, then you won't have the swell of Bala Ikhul, yeah.
But
if you're worried that it's Daraisa, then it might be a problem. If it's Drabonon, then you have those three Tzirufim that if it's no Nichele. If it fell onto a plate and also you're planning to drink it afterwards, if you're doing it on a plate and you're planning to drink it afterwards, then it could be more of a Shiloh. That would need.
If somebody's cutting a grapefruit.
If you're cutting a grapefruit on a plate,
yeah,
and it's spreading across the plate, yeah. and you're planning to use that mashke.
He wants.
He wants it. He wants that thing. Then according to these reasons, it would be more problematic. There is a third reason I don't think I'll have time to say, but maybe I do. There is a heta of there's another heta that you find with schita. Which is also interesting. Usually by malacha, the halacha is if you do a malacha for not for its purpose, it's called a malacha and tzichil gufa, and it's also a drabonon. But schita, you find an interesting thing that the Gemara says if you're seichet, if you've got a kvashim, things that have a mashke inside it, and you squeeze it just to get rid of the mashke. You know, usually the idea of schita is that you're trying to extract the mashke and to get the mashke. Here you're doing the opposite. You want the oichel, the food, not to have mashke inside it. The Gemara says that it's mutter. It's not even awesome, it's better than an option. Sorry?
So you're saying
They talk about boira, yeah, but I don't know offhand why it's not boira. But it's before in the Gemara that it's mutter. So someone to say that here also, if you're cutting, you're not bichlal trying to get out the mashke. That's not your aim, even if you might be happy about it. So you're similar to the person who's squeezing for the food, not for the mashke. And I saw Rabbi Falk wants to say because of that, all these cases are going to be mutter, because you're not squeezing it to get out the mashke. You're just cutting it and it's getting squeezed at the same time. But this would only be a svara by Tussin v'Ramayim. This is only a svara by Zesim Adom, which is the Raisa. The halacha is that if the mashke is being caught, then you can't rely on this heta. Exerid Rabbonim, that you can't rely on the heta. If it's Tussin v'Ramayim, then you could rely. So going like most places go, that grapefruit is Tussin v'Ramayim, so if you were cutting it on the plate and the mashke was spilled out, even if you wanted it, according to Rabbi Falk, would be okay. But others don't bring down this heta. Shlem Zal Neumach doesn't, and the others from don't. I think the reason is because it's really a big chiddush to share it to that Gemara. Because the Gemara is talking that what's the reason why it's different from Nachshin Sif Legufa. So he says in Shabbos that the reason is because you're doing it in an extreme way, which is the hepuch to the malacha. So Tosafot doesn't really explain himself, but Agavon, the way you could understand it is that the idea of mafarik is that you come to do this, you come to create something, you come to extract a mashke and to create something. Here you're doing the exact opposite. You're trying to get rid of something. You've got this mashke caught in your food. You want to eat the food without the mashke. You're coming to get rid of it. So you do something which is called kulay, the opposite of the malacha. So that's better than malacha in tzichul gufa. In this case, Chazal said that that's mutter. But here, this guy is trying to cut his grapefruit.
Well,
in this case, yeah. In the Gemara's case, you want a dry fruit, so you're squeezing it. So say here, even if you're not thinking about, even if you're not thinking about the juice, but I don't know if you could say that. I don't know if it's the extent of. I would say here the typical psikreishle nichle, typical that you're trying to do one thing, and something else is happening at the same time. You're trying to cut, and at the same time, it's getting squeezed. So it would be like something that's happening at the same time, which you don't necessarily have an interest in, the chayyah should still be also. The chayyah, hey, you don't have that svara that you're trying to do something the opposite. But what I did see they say is, even those who don't go with the falk heta, that if you cut with a knife, a sharp knife, and the liquid that comes out is not being squeezed, it's just sitting on the surface anyway, so that won't be a problem to drink anyways. But otherwise, yeah, if you're cutting on a plate and you're planning to drink the mashke afterwards, it could be a problem. I don't know. I think according to Rav Falk it should be okay, but I can't even say that certainly. But as far as the grapefruit shad is concerned, it's definitely okay eating it in and drinking it. Yeah.